the simulated terrorist attack is a part of St. Cloud State University political science teacher Dr. Patricia Bodelson's class called Global Disaster Relief Policy. The class plans and simulates disasters to learn from them. This is the first year that the class is simulating a man-made disaster. Class organizers Corey Vossen and Sarah Cermak say that many props will be used in the simulation to make it seem as real as possible.
The simulation of the bomb is going to be just a sound. We have props afterwards to show what would happen, like, you know, the pieces will be flying, and we're just going to take pictures of the event so then we can make it into more of a learning experience for just the people that is in our class to see, like, what to look for, you know, if they do want to get into the field of, you know, police, bomb squad, or any other jobs that entail that.
And we're also going to do, like, a fake letter, because we know a lot of terrorists will leave a message afterwards saying why they did it. So we do have to come at it from both the angle of how would I plan this attack as a terrorist, and how would I save people as a first responder or as someone in the medical field. It's really kind of exciting and fun to do it from both sides.
The simulated attack will begin at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, and it will last until about 7 p.m. After the simulation, volunteers can stick around for brats on the grill. Bodelson says that about 100 volunteers are needed for the event.
We encourage anybody to volunteer to participate. They can be observers if they want to be. They can be volunteers who simulate that they've been injured in the simulated explosion, etc. Right now, I think our biggest need is to get more volunteers who would be interested not only in seeing what we're doing, participating in it, and then they can stay for the party afterwards with the brats and the debriefing.
The volunteers will be an active part of the simulation.
We're having some of the students are responsible for creating these cards that you get, and you go in and you'll sign in and get your card, and it's going to say, like, I'm sitting in this seat, I am in the blast radius, I'm going to have to go to the morgue, or I'm so traumatized that I have post-traumatic stress. The volunteers will get to act out that. You know, it's going to be kind of exciting for them to participate. It's not just like I'm going in for a lecture to find out about safety. It's really kind of a hands-on participation thing for not just the students, but also the volunteers.
The class hopes that the simulation will help the campus and students in the class be prepared if they ever are faced with a situation like this in their field of work.
When the event happens, to see how citizens will react to better our safety and our security, and maybe we need to add more doors or just different things that we can do for a campus or even in just in general buildings for when people actually, if an event happens like this.
The simulation has received support from the Dean of the School of Public Affairs, Orne Bodfordson.
We've gotten a lot of support on campus, and one of the main sources of support has been the Dean of Public Affairs, Orne Bodfordson. And he's been supportive in terms of, he's got staff who is engaged in experiential learning, and he's also helped us jump through the appropriate hoops on campus to get us permission for the simulation. And that's been instrumental, quite frankly, because it's a touchy idea to simulate an explosion in Atwood, needless to say.
Reporting for KVSC, I'm Justice Sanchez.